Call the Veterans and Military Affairs Subcommittee to order. And Shauna, would you please call the roll?
Chair Renuart?
Here.
Vice Chair Smith?
Here.
Representatives Beleka?
Here.
Broxson?
Here.
Clark Reed?
Here.
Jones?
Here.
Murphy?
Here.
Pigman?
Here.
Rangel? Rosheim?
Here.
Santiago?
Here.
Stark?
Here.
Zimmerman. He's excused.
Zimmerman's excused. All right, let the record show that there is a quorum present. Okay, with a quorum being present, we'll now take up the committee agenda. And I'd like to ask everybody who's in the audience, if you've got a noise-making beeper, cell phone, anything, if you could turn it to at least vibrate and not interrupt our speakers, I'd appreciate that. And members of the public, if you would like to speak, please fill out a speaker appearance card. They're available, and if you can pass them to the end of the thing, we'll make sure that you'll have your opportunity to speak today. And our first business is going to take up the proposed committee bill, the Veterans Military Affairs Subcommittee 1401, and that's a veterans or military and veterans support. And members, since our last meeting, now we have celebrated Veterans Day. We've also honored our Pearl Harbor survivors. And I hope that each one of our members had an opportunity in your district to reach out to the veterans in your community. Well, today we're going to have a chance to put our efforts into a bill that should truly keep Florida as the most veteran-friendly state. And with that, I'm going to refer to my Vice Chair Smith to present the PCB to our committee. And I guess I'll call you my NCO on that one, so I'll give you the floor and the gavel. Not the gavel, but the floor to speak.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Members, this year's proposed committee bill is focused on improving the educational, professional, and business opportunities for our active duty military personnel, veterans, and their families. There are a number of items that relate to removing barriers to entry into certain professions, increasing access to education to provide the tools to succeed, as well as improving the business climate for those veterans wishing to start a business. A number of these issues were workshopped during our November meeting, so I'll just hit the high points on that. For reference purpose, you should have a summary sheet in the bill's provision in your packet. Okay, disregard the summary sheet. Okay, I'll go ahead and start with the first item in which we discussed. The first item was the Education Dollars for Duty program, and this is a education program for the National Guard, Florida National Guard members. Second is the court martials. The manual for court martial is a is part of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And in that, the federal government puts it out every so often and renews it. This time, they have put it out in 2012, and we must, put it out in 2008, and it's time for us to update that and put our state military in line with the federal military. Next is the Veterans Walk of Fame Memorial Garden. And this is something we had discussed earlier. Next, the bill also makes changes to the Veterans Employment Preference. This is to help our veterans returning, as well as their National Guard, Reserve members, Gold Star families, as far as employment for the state of Florida. The bill makes changes also to the Veterans Nursing Home Residency Requirements. A new item that was added was the DBPR licensure fee. We're changing it from 24 to 60 months, and this is to allocate for education and life changes as veterans return. Another item added since November workshop is the Certified Designated Representatives for Prescription Drugs Wholesale Distributor. And this allows somebody who's done something similar like that in the military to be licensed to do that in the state of Florida. And the last item is the in-state tuition for veterans. And we discussed that before, and the major change on that is there'll now be a waiver on out-of-state tuition instead of being in-state tuition.
All right, members, are there any questions on the bill currently before the amendments? Okay, seeing no questions on the bill, there are four amendments to this bill. Two of the amendments are from Representative Cummings, and two are going to be amendments from Vice Chair Smith. And Representative Cummings, I'm going to let you start with your amendments. Okay, you're recognized.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Vice Chair Smith, as well as members of this committee for allowing me to present this amendment here today. Mr. Chairman and members, in working with your staff and as well as my staff team on a couple policies that I was looking to introduce this legislation I was looking to introduce this session, we found this to be a great vehicle, and it's been a pleasure working with Carrington, Ryan, and Teddy and your team. With that being said, the First Amendment, Amendment 1, I would like to introduce would relate to driver's license exemptions for military families. Generally, when a person gets a new job in our state or enrolls his or her children in our public school system, you must retain a Florida driver's license within 30 days before operating a vehicle. However, a member of the U.S. Armed Forces on active duty in Florida is not required to obtain a Florida driver's license solely because he or she enters his and her children in a Florida public school, provided that he or she has a military driving present or a valid driver's license from another state. This amendment, Mr. Chairman, would apply to spouses and dependents that are living with a household and grant them the same privilege. Furthermore, for those that have Florida-issued driver's license that are required to have a reexamination at the appropriate time, this would allow that to be automatically extended. This would apply whenever a woman or man is active duty in our military. There's also a provision for the extension to allow 90 days after the member's either discharge or returns to the state to live, which we found to be very important for those that are overseas and sometimes need a little time and some flexibility to do so. That's the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you for presenting that amendment. Are there any questions from the committee on the amendment? And I've got one question, just a point of clarification. So if a resident of the state of Florida gets or goes active duty, they're stationed up in, like, Fort Sill, Oklahoma, they've got a Florida driver's license, it comes due, they don't have to rush back to Florida to renew it immediately, they've got some extension?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Is there any other questions from the committee? If not, are there questions from the public in reference to just this amendment? We'll have a chance to make comments about the bill later. All right, I'm going to go back to the committee. Questions from the committee. Yes, Representative Santiago.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Apologies. Just a follow-up to your question. I was trying to find the extension. I'm trying to find how long of that extension would they get. I haven't been able to pinpoint that.
Mr. Chairman?
You're right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Santiago, the dependent as well as the dependent children's spouse, obviously, as well as the member of the U.S. Armed Forces, are granted automatic extension without reexamination while serving on duty outside of our state. Now, that applies when they have a Florida driver's license. The second piece of that speaks in regards to the chairman's earlier question and yours is that when they are discharged, and return to the state to live, there was a very onerous responsibility on them to register for a driver's license. This would give them a full 90 days before they're required to do so.
You have a follow-up? Now you recognize?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Representative Cummings. I just want to make sure. So their license will just automatically renew in this particular case, and it will carry on for another number of years? Is that what will occur?
You recognize?
Mr. Chairman, thank you, Representative Santiago. That's correct.
Any other follow-up? Okay, thank you. Any other questions from the committee? And again, did that bring up any questions from the public? Seeing none, members, are there any objections to this amendment? Without objections, let's see the amendment as being adopted. All right, we'll move on to your second amendment that you have. This is the one that's between lines 344 and 345. Insert the amendment. You're recognized to present it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is in regard to military physician licensing and how I came across this need as well as working with our local free medical clinics, as well as speaking with others through their association across the state, and this is one of their top legislative priorities, results when active duty or retired military physicians or volunteering in free clinics. They cannot receive any compensation for those services. Obviously, these clinics continue to be very, very busy and expand due to the need to care for many of the obviously most unfortunate and underprivileged in our in Florida. With that being said, it has been found that with this temporary certificate that would be has been issued to them, that there is a very cumbersome application process that sometimes, not all the time, can take as much as 6 to 9 months to complete. What happens is your military physicians obviously are very busy, like we all are, and it becomes very intimidating and something that many times they decline to do, or sometimes they take the time to do it over a period of time, and then it takes an extreme amount of time, at which time some of them are actually transferred to other military bases outside our state. This amendment would allow it that the proposed changes of the Florida Department of Health would create a shortened, simplified application process and require the Department of Health to make a decision to issue the certificate, deny the certificate, or issue the certificate with certain restrictions within 10 days after receiving the completed application. The military or veteran physician will not be required to pay any subsequent fees. That is the briefing overall of the amendment, and I'm available for any questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you for presenting that amendment. Are there questions of the committee to this amendment? All right, and seeing none, is there any public testimony to this specific amendment? All right, is there any debate on this amendment? All right, Representative Cummings, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
I'll waive close, Mr. Chair.
All right. Without seeing any objections to the amendment, we'll show this amendment as being adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Appreciate your presentations. All right, we're going to move on to Amendment 3, and this is Vice Chair Smith. You're recognized to explain this third amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment slightly revises the language in the bill relating to the education dollars for duty program. Specifically, it clarifies that grade information will be sent by the education institution to the Florida Department of Military Affairs for each student. It also requires that the Adjutant General to adopt guidelines for approving courses of study for the EDD program. This is to include courses that are part of the complete Florida degree program, as well as courses leading to a degree offered by Florida College System Institution as part of the governor's $10,000 degree challenge. That is the amendment.
Now, thank you for that presentation. Are there any questions of the committee to this amendment? All right. Seeing none, is there anybody from the public who wants to speak to this amendment? And seeing none, is there any debate in the committee on the amendment? Vice Chair Smith, you recognize a close in your amendment?
I waive close.
All right. Are there any objections to the amendment? Seeing none, let's show this amendment also being adopted. All right. Fourth amendment. Vice Chair Smith, you recognize explain the last amendment.
Thank you, Chair. This is a technical amendment that reorders the language to ensure that veterans of the United States Reserve Forces are included within the bill's provision. The way the bill is currently reads, it sounds like the term reserve portions thereof refers to only the National Guard when it should be everything to include the Army Reserve.
Okay, are there any questions of the committee? Any public testimony to this amendment? And is there any debate on this amendment? And Vice Chair Smith, recognize the close on this amendment?
Thank you. I waive close.
And is there any objections to this amendment from the committee? If not, let's show this fourth amendment also being adopted. Okay, members, we're back on the bill as amended. And we've had the bill presented, its original content, and then we've just gone over four amendments to the bill. Right now we have, actually from the committee, I'll give you a chance if you have any further questions on the bill as amended. If not, I've got some public testimony. I've got some speaker cards. And if you could please come up to the podium when you're recognized. First person I have is Lisa Hurley, and this is a proponent. Thank you. I appreciate hearing that. All right. The next speaker I have is Art Schwab, American Legion Department Commander.
Yes, I'd like to wait and support the bill.
Thank you. I appreciate the comments. Okay. I might be misreading this, but Mark A. Alunas? Alvarez, okay. Thank you again. All right, our next speaker, I'd like to recognize Washington Sanchez, Chairman of the Florida Veterans Foundation. Very good. Thank you, sir. Next person assigned to speak is Frank Gregory, Legislative Officer from the AMVETS Department of Florida. Fantastic. Very good. The next speaker is John Haynes, Florida Veterans Foundation Chairman Emeritus. Excellent, sir. All right. Our next speaker is Charles, looks like Leroy. It's hard to read the writing here, from the, the American Legion Post 13.
Very good. Support the bill.
Very good. Thank you. And last, but certainly not least, I got Bobby Carbonell from the Legislative and Cabinet Affairs Director of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs. You're recognized.
And Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the department is very grateful for y'all's support on this bill. This is four of our legislative priorities wrapped up in this bill, and we're here to answer any questions. You can reach out directly to us. And if you don't have our contact information, we'll come by your office after the meeting. We're just going to thank you for your support.
Just while you're up there, okay, I got it. Never mind. I thought you'd marked opponent, but it was for
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
That did not make any sense. Okay. Are there any questions of committee to the department? If not, okay, we're back on the bill as amended. Is there any debate on the bill? Members want to debate on the bill?
Yeah.
Okay. And Democratic Ranking Leader Clark Reed, if you'd be recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This, to me, is history-making in the state of Florida. This will provide what our veterans need now. The changes that have been made will allow those veterans who are seeking employment, those who want to go to school, those who just want to start a business, the opportunity that they need to do this. And I think that this is the greatest move that we have made. And, Mr. Secretary, I want to say to you that as I visited my American Legion unit yesterday and I spoke to them about this bill, they were all very enthused about it. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Are there any other debate on this bill from committee members? All right, seeing none, I'd just like to make a few statements. First of all, I'd like to thank the committee for the hard work that we've had on making this PCB. I think this is our committee bill. I think everybody's given some contribution to this. And I think this really helps our veterans in a number of different ways, as been mentioned as we read through this bill. And I'd like to thank the Vice Chair for presenting the PCB. And with that, I'll allow you to close.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members. This is an outstanding time where we can really show our veterans how much we support them. We can also lay down the groundwork for our returning veterans to get education, get jobs, support our Florida National Guards. This is exactly what they're asking for, and it's a privilege to run this. Thank you very much, and thank you to the staff for all their work. And with that, I close.
All right, very good. Well, Administrative Assistant, please call the roll on PCB, Veterans and Military Affairs Subcommittee 1401.
Chair Renuart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Smith?
Yes.
Representatives Beleka?
Yes.
Broxson?
Yes.
Clark Reed?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Murphy?
Yes.
Pigman?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Rashawn?
Yes.
Santiago?
Yes.
Stark?
Yes.
It passes.
Very good. Well, members, by your vote, this bill will be reported favorably. And this actually concludes the agenda. We had 2 hours set aside for this meeting. But the nice thing is that this committee has really pulled together, and again, we made this our bill, and I appreciate that, and the work that everybody's doing has been strong on this committee. And with that, Representative Smith moves that we rise.
Awesome.